Hello. My name's Lauren. I run a collective. Do I run a collective? I'm part of a collective of a mixture. And the collective is a mixture of artists, writers, designers, directors, and actors. And we've been trying to build a commissioning model for new writing, which puts the actor and the designer and the director in as provocative a place as the writer in regards to form and style. Most of the artists in the collective are emerging early, mid-career, I don't know, we're somewhere in that place where we've all been working as freelancers for a range of fairly high-level organizations, and we came together to try and find a way to make work which came out of our own process and our own impulse. And we sat down and we talked about what is the thing we need or the thing which has been most useful, and we came up with two fairly obvious things. And we would like a little bit more money and a little bit more discretion in how we use that money. We have been very well served over recent years by developmental opportunities as individuals and as an organization. And with each of those processes, unleashed bursaries from the FST, fellowships with the RSC or the national big institutions. This autumn we're going through a mentored developmental and showcasing opportunity with Northern Stage. And every one of those things takes you through a fantastic process. And as you approach that process, there's this funneling where you look at, through the application at what you think they want, at what you're doing. You translate the thing you're doing into the thing you think they want. And then having received the award, you go through this delicate process of subversion with the partner organization. And it's incredibly collaborative. You kind of you sit down and without saying it overtly, you go, well, this is what we're doing and this is kind of what we know that we lied to you a little bit in what we said we were going to do, but how do we now fulfill your needs and our expectations? You go through the steps and the brilliant imaginative structures and learning processes with more senior artists and organizations, and then you move towards producing work. Somewhere in the best of those processes and schemes, there is the magical phrase, discretionary budget. And that's the bit which has made more difference than anything else to what we've done. The little pot of money, it's usually between 3 and 5% of the budget that we didn't know we were going to need, we didn't know how we were going to spend, we didn't have to plan for, we didn't justify, and then we spent it on exactly the thing we needed at exactly the time that we needed to spend it. As was alluded to a couple of times yesterday, with the gatekeepers or the pickers or the designers of projects, a lot of thought goes into what is needed and how, but it really comes down to discretion. People pick things they think are good, and then they help them to get better. I think as projects and schemes are made, we need to find ways to help ourselves execute that discretion, to trust the discretion of the gatekeepers in picking good and interesting things, and having picked those good and interesting things, to give the artist as much unplanned discretion as possible to spend that little bit of extra money, that little bit of extra time doing the thing that they didn't know they were going to need to do. That's it. Thanks very much.